With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From the mid-Atlantic to the northeast, a powerful blizzard is generating high winds and lots of snow. The National Weather Service says many places could see up to 2 feet of wind-whipped snow.
It's been a while since we've had a major nor'easter and major blizzard of this magnitude across the northeast. You got to go about a decade.
That's Cody Snell at the National Weather Service. New York City among localities banning all unnecessary road travel. New Yorker Vince Lisi believes in an early attack shoveling strategy.
I've been out here for a good half hour. Basically, not so much to clean it, but just to get the bulk out. Did that last night. I think it pays off. That's my technique. And I know I'll be out here again, but we've got a not wide enough path for people to walk their dogs and to walk to wherever they're going today.
There have been thousands of flight delays and cancellations. Could be midweek before air travel gets back to normal. The European Commission is demanding that the United States stick to the terms of an EU-US trade deal hammered out earlier this year.
After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's global tariffs, he responded with new levies across the board. He announced tariffs of 10%, then hiked them to 15%. But the European Commission said Washington must provide full clarity on the steps that it intends to take following the court ruling. The strongly worded statement said, a deal is a deal.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The Mexican security secretary says 25 members of the National Guard were killed in Jalisco in 6 separate attacks after the Mexican military killed a notorious drug lord. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down about 135 points. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is on the grow.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We're worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to counter domestic terrorism. This is SRN News. It appears that California state government did indeed pay protesters more than $100 million.
An independent report alleges that the state funneled $115 million in taxpayer funds to the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights and other groups engaged in organizing protest and advancing left-wing causes. The funding reportedly supported voter outreach, policy advocacy, and programs aimed at immigration rights and activism.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the coalition engaged in efforts during the 2020 election and claimed credit for securing $175 million in COVID relief for illegal immigrants. Rob Reiner's son Nick is set to enter a plea in the killings of his parents. After weeks of legal drama and delays, prosecutors bring him back to a downtown Los Angeles courtroom today. More details at SRNNews.com.